I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Welcome, evolutionaries, to this week's podcast episode. This, of course, is the last episode of the year 2018, and I wanted to talk with you a little bit about what it means to be coming to the end of the year and beginning a new year. This, of course, is a time in our culture when there's a lot of attention being paid to this transitional moment, which, of course, is it's quite arbitrary. We make a big deal of December 31st and what happens at midnight and a new year begins. Well, of course, it's all arbitrary. It's just a date that's chosen, but we make a big deal of it. Anyway, in some sense, even though it's arbitrary, I do think that it's helpful. It's a helpful practice to just take a moment and reflect on where we've come over the course of a year. We've gone around the sun one more time. What has happened in our lives during this revolution around the sun? And what might we want to invite into our lives as we start around the sun one more time? Now, in the media, of course, they take a moment. They have publications. Maybe they devote a section of the newspaper or a magazine to reviewing the year that is coming to a close. And they will do this for us, in a sense, this year-end review for us collectively. They'll look back over the previous year and identify things that seem to be culturally or historically significant, and they'll highlight those. And I think about it sort of like a constellation. You know how when you look up at the night sky, there are stars, and there are certain stars that ancient peoples have identified as significant in shaping a constellation. And frankly, a lot of the constellations that they create from these stars, I can't really see them. I can see Orion, I can see a Hunter there, the three stars of the belt and so forth. But a lot of the constellations, for the life of me, I can't see a bear in the Big Dipper. Nonetheless, the ancients identified those stars out of all of the stars in the sky, and they said, hey, look, those stars make up a shape. In their minds, of course, they imagined those to be constellations. Well, we do the same thing with our lives. We identify the events, the experiences that we are going to highlight and make significant in the constellation or the story that we create of our own lives. And as we approach the end of the year, we can do that for this previous year. We can look back over the year and we can identify what were those events and what were those experiences that were different, that stood out from the whole host of moments that occur in a year. There are some moments and some experiences in this previous year that as you look back over your life, you will be able to identify as significant. A new shift, perhaps, and it could be something in your outer life, and it could be something in your inner life. And I want to just encourage you to do this over the course of the next few days, to do this sort of a review of the last year. What stands out to you as significant experiences or events in this year that has passed? And what I have done already for the year 2018 is I wrote those down on index cards. And then I laid them out in front of me on a table, and I could just begin to see some of the connections between these events. And I could listen in to which of these events and experiences truly are the most significant. in my life? And what might they be telling me about what wants to come into my experience in the coming year? We can often sort of get locked into a hardened or a rigid story of our lives. When we focus on the routines and the things that are the same, and maybe they're things that are the same that we don't really like that much, but we keep focusing on them. And when we focus on those, we miss the things that are changing, that are shifting, that might actually be more indicative of the ways that we are experiencing growth and transformation. I think about this in relation to videos and streaming television. Now, I know about this only because I'm married to someone who knows a lot about this sort of technology. But when a video is being streamed across the internet, there's a lot of digital information in each frame of the picture. And it would be overwhelming to send that much information over the internet. And so what the software does is it highlights the things in each moment that have changed from the previous moment, and that's the information that it sends. And then the old information that has stayed the same, that just carries over. So the image is changing based on only those things that truly have changed and not focused on things that have remained the same. So as we approach the end of the year, I invite you and encourage you to go back over this previous year and take some time and do this in a very intentional way. Take some time, perhaps in a meditative state, to reflect on this previous year and make a note of those things that stand out to you as significant. And they may have been experiences that you experienced as unpleasant or challenging. And I just ask you to hold those in compassion and bless them, really, and to bless the gift that they may have come to offer you, to go more deeply into your own awareness, into your own capacity to live out of a state of love and compassion. So to make a note of the things that have transpired in this year, to lay those out before you, and then ritually to bless this year, and to release anything that seems like it needs to be released. And then as you think about the coming year, 2019, to invite into your experience the things that want to be showing up in your life, the ways in which your deeper self might want to grow, the ways in which your deeper self might want to open more and more to the fullness of your life. And so to end this year in a stance of noticing and accepting and honoring and blessing and opening up to whatever the new year might want to bring you. And so, until next week and next year, I bid you peace.